Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Gotta do right before they call me home.
Hello.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is November 18th, 2009. I'm your host, Lucinda Fierro, coming to you from sunny Arizona. This is my co-host, Robert Boyd. Tonight we have an awesome guest. We're going to talk with Brother Lyle from Cincinnati, and Brother Lyle tonight is at the skating rink, so that is why we hear all the background noise, I'm assuming. But we'd like to welcome Brother Lyle to the show tonight, as well as my co-host Robert Boyd.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Brother Lyle?
I'm all right. I'm in the bathroom.
You're at the skating rink, huh?
Hey, I'm in the bathroom. I had to get to my man, so I had to get to the bathroom somewhere quiet.
You got to get somewhere quiet. That's all right.
Hey, how you guys? So,
how have you been?
I'm all right. I'm good right now.
Good. Well, we're going to welcome my co-host, Robert Boyd.
I'm doing just fine. Just glad to have my man, Bro Lyle, on the phone tonight, you know. And, you know, we just want to let all the listeners know we're doing it live from the skating rink tonight, you know. So you never can tell what you're going to hear right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back show, you dig? But most of all, that's my personal barber as well, Bro Lyle, you dig? So we're going to get right to it and have Miss Lucinda start asking Lyle some questions right now.
Brother Lyle, we want to find out from you how you live the street life and maybe kind of what kind of environment you came from as a child, your home environment and things like that. How was your home environment when you were a child?
My home environment, well, I came up pretty rough. It was nowhere near easy. It was very stressful. Came up in a poor environment. Like everybody else, I came up through the struggle. Went to school, graduated, then went to barber school. And at barber school, then, you know, I worked for about 13 years with one of my partners and a buddy. Then I graduated from there and did my own. So I've been in my own shop with 10 stylists and barbers for 3 years now. So I'm the classic story of nothing to something.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit about what your struggles were out in the streets and maybe how you got involved and how old you were what led you to that kind of a life?
I grew up in a prison household where our parents was just one parent. So money was kind of tight. So I kind of got involved in the street game and the drug game at an early age, at around 11, 12. So that was the only way I could make money, so I got in a little trouble. And what I did, I got a pair of clippers, start cutting hair. Same time, and cut hair so much, I just let the streets alone to go through the hair.
So can you tell us some of the things that you saw out in the streets when you were a young teenager, and what kind of things happened out there that you were aware of?
All types of assaults, robberies. A lot of violence. There's violence everywhere. Gunshots, shooting, hit it off, been aired around it off, done it off.
Just can't be too specific.
Got to be specific on that one.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Rob here for a few minutes.
Yeah, Bro Lyle. Want to get at you, man, and tell us some few incidents that you experienced in the street life.
Exactly. My phone's kind of going now, so I can barely hear what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I said I wanted you to tell the fans what kind of experiences that you had in the street life that led you away from the street.
Oh, okay. Well, we all growing up as kids, we all kind of, you know, dibbled out in any game. I mean, the game kind of, you know, as young days, it was different. It was hard, for real. So it's really hard to really get into and say. It's kind of hard to say, but well, really incriminating myself, but. Man, I can barely hear it.
Right, you're for, hey, can you step out, can you step outside for a few minutes, y'all?
All right. Yeah. You want me to call it back? Okay, give me a minute, let me call it back, I need to go outside.
Yeah, yeah, you gonna go outside for a few minutes?
Yeah, and I'm gonna call the phone right back.
Okay, the good man, then. But Lyle will be calling right back here, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, while we're waiting for Lyle to call back in, we'll just let you know a few things going on with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And we have our Christmas toy drive, and we are looking for, you know, any kind of new toys that you can send in to us. Just leave them unwrapped, and you can send them to Boyd at Lucinda Toy Drive at P.O. Box 226, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45201. And those will be distributed to children who are less fortunate and that won't have much of a Christmas this year. And we also want to let you know about the December issue of BTM Magazine, and the Streets Don't Love You Back will be featured in that magazine, so we just look forward to the December issue of BTM Magazine. So we will have information on that up on our website as well. And then also, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back book and the brand new soundtrack are also great gifts or stocking stuffers for Christmas. So get on our website and order those for somebody that you care about, and we will also update you on any further things that we have coming up for Christmas. And also, we would like you to know that our books are spreading farther and farther across the states. We have our book is in the Cincinnati Library, the Detroit Library, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, the Kenton County Library, and the Alcorn State University Library in Mississippi. It's in British Columbia, Toronto, Canada, the Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia Library. It's in Covington, Kentucky Library, and soon to be in Stockton, California, and in Arizona. So we are spreading globally. And also, you can purchase the books as well as on our website. You can purchase them at Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos. And that is in Greenfield Plaza. And in Cincinnati, Ohio, you can purchase them at Best Wireless. In New York, you can purchase them at Human Bookstore in Harlem, New York. And in Oregon, at Miss Jack Brown's Bookstore. And all of the phone numbers and addresses are on our website. A couple of them will ship to federal and state penitentiaries for you if need be. We are just really, really excited about all the things that are happening with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, all the members that have been joining, and all the networking that we have been doing with everyone. And we would just like to have you go to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com and check out the latest interviews. That, you know, we've interviewed The Real Freeway, Ricky Ross, and Skip Townsend, who was a part of the movie Made in America, Blood and Crips. You know, we've interviewed other original bloods from South Central LA. And, you know, we're just meeting a lot of people who are now gang interventionists and against the gang drug street life. So we're really networking and pulling a lot of things together with these people and other people as well. And I'm going to turn the phone over to Rob, and maybe he can update us on anything further.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted to update you on some other things that, you know, Barnes & Noble's have picked up the book as well, and we're just waiting for the paperwork to get all straightened out in their office, and you'll be able to purchase the book at the Barnes & Noble's website as well, along with purchasing it at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackname.com. Like Lucinda said, you know, very, very great Christmas gift. The soundtrack as well to enlighten these young kids and a lot of older people as well that the streets don't love you back and never will. You know, you can never beat the government. You can never beat the feds. You can never beat the DEA. You can never beat none of that. You know what I mean? So to me, the message is go to school, get your college degree, and get your education and things like that, because they can't take that from you. But if you step up in that gang life and that drug life, oh, they can take your life and lock you away in prison for forever. You feel me? That's different than going out doing an assault on somebody or murdering somebody. You can get an out date with that there. But on the drug tip, you know, them natural life bitch, you know, and you ain't killed nobody. So I think you better, you know, rethink your hustle and rethink what you're trying to do out here in life, you know. So that's definitely something I wanted to shoot out there. And also, like Lucinda said, we'll be in BTM magazine that's coming out in December issue. And Skeeter Murray, you know, he's the man of that magazine, and he'll be on our show next week as well. So definitely tune in to Skeeter Murray. You know, he's a comedian as well. He done worked with everybody in the industry on the comedian side of life. And also his event is coming up in Detroit, Michigan, December 19th. And Ice-T and his missus, Coco, will be the featured guest right there at the December 19th event. And we'll definitely be letting you know more about that event as soon as we get more information from Skeeter Murray. And we'll be promoting that event once again on the Movement page, on the Facebook page, and the MySpace page. And once again, the BTM magazine is definitely in effect, you know. So I'm going to turn the mic back over to Miss Lucinda. We are waiting on our guest to get back with us. He was at the skating ring, but one thing I can say about my personal barber of 15 years, he's always been loyal to what he do. You know, he's just out getting a little exercise tonight, and we are very glad to have him on the show. So he'll be tuning right back in as soon as we get to a quiet spot. So I'm going to turn it over to Lucinda.
All right, just for those of you who are joining us and are not sure who the Streets Don't Love You Back movement is, we're a new movement based off the book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And the book is an autobiography of Rob Boyd's life growing up in the East Side Ghetto of Detroit, Michigan, and how he got connected up with the gang street drug hustle life at 10 years old. And then later, as a young adult, how he was able to get out of that kind of a life and change his life. So the movement came from the book. And what we do is we're educating youth about the dangers of gang violence and drugs, and that there are many alternatives to that kind of a life. Our focus on our radio show and our new TV reality show is that we are promoting and talking with people who are telling true stories of how they used to be involved in the gang thug drug life and how living the streets has affected their lives, affected their families, and how they've been able to change their life and what they're doing now that's positive in their life. And our goal with the Streets Don't Love You Back book, the radio show, and the TV change reality show is that we are using these as vehicles to continually educate and share these stories with you, of the people who used to live that kind of life. We are currently looking for guests. So anyone that used to live that kind of a life and want to share their story, certainly email us at lucindafierrosrn@gmail.com. You can also get that information on our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And you know, Rob and I believe that, you know, through our vision, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, we can and will create a lot of change and healing for many people in our country. And that's what we're striving for. So we all are also looking for anyone who is willing to network with us throughout the United States and globally to bring this movement forward and to help educate the kids. And we are currently also planning a Streets Don't Love You Back tour. And we are looking for people to host the speaking engagements, whether it be colleges, community centers, high schools, junior highs, churches, whatever or wherever you want to have the speaking engagement be held. We're getting together with other people to come and do this in different states, Freeway Rick Ross, Skip Townsend, various other people. We're still putting our team of speakers together. If you know somebody that would like to be a speaker and help with the movement, just, you know, log on to our website or give us an email, and we will certainly get back to you about that. We're still waiting for our guest to call back. You know, he's probably out there skating. That's all right. We'll let him skate. He'll call us back eventually. That sounds kind of fun, Rob.
I've always loved skating coming up as a kid. And back in the old days, that's where a lot of the hustlers used to meet at every Friday at the skating ring, you know. So that's how it was back when I was coming up. If you was anybody and people that was nobody, you knew where everybody was at on Friday night. They was out rolling, you dig? And that was my thing, you dig? I definitely still know how to rock on them skates. And I'm going to get my missus out there and see what she know how to do. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to see if she can do what she do on them skates, you know? So we're going to go to a song while we're waiting on our bro Lau to come back. And we appreciate everybody who logs in to listen to our show. And we just like to have a great time.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, if they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our community, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want.
track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that can live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step Down, May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is test, I gotta go and get a bit. Got he caught up in moving shit, I'm grown. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone when we born? We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all the truth is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. And lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seeds. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, don't you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on,
let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
The money. The rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio talk show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Rob Boyd. And tonight, as our guest is at the skating rink, we're waiting for him to call us back. We're going to talk just a little bit about a subject that you know, everybody really, really needs to be aware of, and that's, you know, at what age do your kids get involved in the gang street life, and do most of the parents ever really know what their kids are doing, you know, when their 10-year-old is involved in a gang, and, you know, how do they deal with that, and do they believe that their son is in a gang, and do they even know that their son or daughter is in a gang, because definitely there are just as many young women in gangs as there are men. You know, just one of the latest headlines that I saw today was authorities are warning Northern Texas parents that the Mexican drug cartels are recruiting new soldiers and killers through the gangs at the border area schools and possibly throughout the state. That's not anything new, and, you know, all kinds of, you know, drug groups have tried to get young children to be involved in their gang. And Rob, you know, you've been involved with this life for many years, so what can you, you know, tell us and tell the parents about how young children do get involved in gangs, and what can you tell us about that?
Oh, well, you know, just to reach out to the parents right now, you have to be aware of your children at a very, very young age, because you can start getting involved in that gang life at 8 or 9 years old, you know. So you have to be on top of your children, and don't be out there saying what your children won't do, you know, or nothing like that, because, you know, your children can be followers out there, you know, following the wrong crowd like a lot of kids do out there, you know. I got involved with the street life at 10 years old. So, you know, you got to be aware of what's happening out here. And that's what I want parents to start getting more involved in their kids' life. You work, don't know what your kid's doing, your kid's running wild, but then again, they're running with all the wrong people, you know. So that's one thing that I want parents to be truly aware of, that, you know, when your kid get caught up in the game, then don't be saying, well, I know little Johnny ain't doing wrong. Well, you don't know what little Johnny doing, because you ain't sat down and even talked to him. And you ain't even sat down to even recognize what he's doing out there in that life, you know, or what she's doing in that life. You know, it's more women and guys out here in that drug trade. And, you know, the drug trade is what it is, you know. People look at the big money, the flashy cars and all that. But what they don't be told is that, you know, when the game is over, you end up with nothing. There's no 401k behind that life. There's no retirement plan behind that life. There's nothing behind that life but two things, and that's death or life in the penitentiary, you know. So that's my philosophy of letting people know. And kids, you got to get your education, man. And ladies, don't be a fool to the game, or don't fall short to the game, because the game is what it is. It's just a big game. And once it's over with, believe me, it is over, you know. So open your eyes up, parents. Get involved with the school. Go to your PTA meetings and, you know, go learn what your kid's doing in school, you know. So that's my message to the people. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Lucinda.
Thanks, Rob. And, you know, a lot of the kids nowadays idolize gang members, or because of the rap artists out here in the world today, you know, glamorize the portrayals in the popular movies or video games. But that's not really the way it is out in the real street world. And people here on the videos portraying all these things are not, most of them are not real gangsters. And, you know, at the end of the shoot, they're giving the cars back and giving the money back. But, Rob, could you elaborate a little bit on, you know, your take from how glamorized the videos are, and maybe what we could help do to change that?
Well, a lot of people, you know, glamorize the wrong thing out here, you know. When you out here trying to glamorize the videos and things like that, like Lucinda said, you know, at the end of the shoot, you know, the Bentley, the Rolls, that all goes back to the people. And a lot of the rappers out here that's rapping ain't lived the street life or the gangster life, ain't pushed nothing, you feel me? They going on what they done saw, you know, not what they done truly done lived, you know. It's only a handful of rappers that done really truly live that gangster life and really truly live that thug life and selling drugs and all that, you know. And you have to be aware, you know, you got wanksters out there, you know, and get gangsters. You got wanksters, you know, people that try to portray something they're not. So that's something that we want kids to understand, man. You know, gangsters, thugs, drug dealers, you all get caught, man. There's no successful drug dealer. There's no successful gangster. None of that, man. So while you're wasting your time in that area, you need to put that energy in another area that's going to benefit you down the line, where you can get your 401k and you can get your retirement plan and all that. But everything else, there's no plan behind it, brothers and sisters. You dig? So we just want you to be aware of that. And that's what we preach, and that's what we teach here at the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, you know? So we want you to be strictly aware of that. And parents, get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Young brothers and sisters, get involved with us, because we got the Streets Don't Love You Back Scholarship Fund, and we intend to continue educating kids about this, and grown-ups too, because you got a lot of grown-ups out here that's still thinking they young and want to be this guy. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know, pull your pants up and start sitting down. You might got grandkids out there. If you're trying to be something, you ain't, bro. So, hey, get your life and stop trying to be young and just thank God you done got to be a little older, you know? Let kids be kids and let grown-up be grown-up. See, that's where everybody get that twisted too, you know? So, like my mother used to tell me when I was young, a child needs to stay in a child's place, you know what I mean? And grown-ups need to stay in grown-ups' place. You can't mix a child with a grown-up because that's all you're going to get is a child. You ain't going to get no grown-up, you know? So let's get it on tight and let's get it on right, you know? So back to my co-host, Ms. Lucinda.
Hey, Rob, you know, we've talked about this before, but, you know, a lot of young kids are getting, you know, able to get guns and, of course, knives. But, you know, we're nowadays being able to see younger and younger children with guns, and, you know, as young as 8, 9, and 10. What can you tell us in your experience? And, you know, you've obviously been out there and seen it all. So what can you tell us about that, and is it true?
Well, yeah, it's definitely true. I mean, I started getting guns when I was 10, 11 years old, you know, and I used to be the one in the neighborhood that had all the guns, you know, and cats used to ask me, man, where you get all them guns from, you know? Well, when you got money, you know, money can buy anything but true love and happiness, you know what I mean? And I was always the type of cat, I was always ready for war, you know, because that's the life we was living. We was living that war life, you dig me? We was living the gang life, and we thought the turf was ours. But when we got older, we learned that we ain't own nothing in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? We out here fighting over something ain't even ours, you know? And innocent people losing their lives and going to prison for something that ain't even ours, you know? So that's something I had to learn as time went on through life. But, yeah, you know, if you got the right money, you can get anything you want out here in this place we call America, you know? So that's another thing parents got to be aware of, too, you know? Never say what little Johnny or Sue ain't doing, because you can't be with your kids 24 hours a day, you know? It out of mind, out of sight, you dig? And they could jump out the window and come back like they in bed sleeping, been in bed all night, you know what I mean? See, you know, I done played them games too, you dig? So you think little Johnny or Sue done been home all night, they done went out the window and came back in the crib and done did more wrong than you even know about. So, yeah, start checking on your kids out here. Yeah, and guns is very easy to get out here, you know? They deep in these streets, and that's what we need to start getting a handle on as well. You know, guns kill, you know, and people know that once you get your hand on them, you know, you can't retract that once you pull that trigger. You can't retract that at all. So you can't give a man or woman their life back, but if you steal from a man, you can give him that back. You feel me? Whatever you take from that man. But if you take that man's or woman's life, you can't get that back. So that's something I think we need to be really concentrating on out here too, man, you know?
Thanks, Rob. And, yeah, we definitely know that guns are deep in the streets. And, you know, just really, really be aware of what your kids are doing. Sit down, you know, every evening at dinner or after dinner or before bedtime and just talk to your kids and ask them what their highlight of the day was and, you know, what their downfall was or, you know, just once you get your kids talking, they're, you know, eventually they'll warm up and they'll start talking and they'll tell you, you know, well, my friend this or I saw that. And, you know, pretty much they'll let you know what's going on. But we need, you know, more parents to get involved with their kids and to be able to talk to them and find out what's really going on in their lives or in their friends' lives, because if their friends are out there doing it, eventually they're going to try to pull, you know, your son or daughter in the mix. So at this time, we're going to go to another song, The Streets Don't Love You Back by Boyd and LD.
Yeah, yeah, just The Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
Oh, hey, the streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back.
don't want room, baby, I don't get mine.
The streets don't love you back.
It's only one way on this lonely road.
The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world, and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I ain't grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road.
Yeah, I'll never love you.
The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
You.
I know I can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed, and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head, another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show they codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man, fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pod storms to day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death ain't fresh and ain't gonna never change the past. Cause yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio talk show. We still haven't heard from our guest. He must be having fun at skating rink, I would imagine. Well, we're going to go to another headline that we found in today's paper. And this is in California. And there is a group of 8 juvenile boys who was seen stabbing a man or fighting with a man on the streets, and 2 other men came to break it up, and then they turned on those 2 men. The victims of, you know, were 37 and 30 years old, so they were, you know, I would say young men as well, but they were beat up so bad they were flown to Bay Area trauma centers and are recovering at this time. But the 8 juveniles have since been caught and are now in Monterey County Jail, I believe, at this time. But, you know, again, we're telling you that these kids are out here young, and, you know, reason unknown why they stabbed this guy. you know, it's just hard to say that these young kids out here, you know, they're, one of the boys was, well, they're all young teenagers. So it's believed that some of it was retaliation for the stabbing of a 13-year-old middle school student that happened about 7 months ago. So, you know, they're still retaliating from that. There's just so many things that are happening out here in the world today that people are just not aware of. In New York, deadly shooting, maybe gang-related. And this is in Port Richmond, a man found dead. In Illinois, a boy, 16, shot in South Shore gang-related attack. In Alaska, a brief history of street gangs in Anchorage as cocaine and crack abuse surged in the 1980s. So too did the number of gangs and gang members in what Alaskans refer to as the Los Anchorage. So, you know, they're still fighting a lot of gang activity up in Alaska. South Carolina, Mr. Hamlin was riding with his cousin in February, and two men jumped into the streets with guns blazing. That was just in the November 15th headline. So they're still talking about, you know, the gang violence there in South Carolina. In Louisiana, two arrested in gang-related shooting. Police arrested two teens on suspicion of attempted murder following a gang-related shooting in a downtown nightclub. In Oregon, gang activity appears to be increasing in southern Oregon. The Medford Police Lieutenant Tim Donnie said about 100 people with some affiliation to gangs have been identified since last spring. In Florida, a bystander outside a Denny's restaurant in Orlando was shot during a dispute between gang members. In Maryland, gang-related crimes throughout the city and county may not be par with major urban areas, but area law enforcement leaders say they are taking steps and are committed to curbing the gang activity. In Florida, again, police arrested 13 men this week. They say that are linked to the Northwest Jacksonville gang that ripped off and roughed up residents in and around West 45th Street and Moncrief Road for more than a year. In West Virginia, officials in Charlestown are being asked to consider a new ordinance that could give local police more power to investigate the possible gang-related activity. So they're trying to figure out new ways to catch these gangsters. In Georgia, two men and a woman who live in Dalton are in custody at the Whitfield County Jail after being arrested on Thursday on street gang charges and other offenses by the sheriff's office. In Texas, in the past, TJC students have been connected to a homicide, armed robbery, and multiple fights that could be a result of increasing gang activity on campus. In Tennessee, two East Ridge students have been arrested on weapons violations after a threatened gang fight at the school. In California again, a 15-year-old Santa Rosa boy was stabbed Thursday during a melee between rival gang members at the city's Apple Valley neighborhood. Again in California, 67 teens caught in Orange County in the gang prevention sweep. In Minnesota, attorneys, police, and legislators, or even suspected gang members, have weighed on the troubles of efforts to fight street gangs in the Twin Cities, and on Thursday night, an effort to hear from the public on the scandal surrounding the new defunct Metro Gang Strike Force, and they will release its findings. In Louisiana, Saturday evening, six Southside youth were standing in front of the family Stop Food on Orange Street in what seemed to be a melancholy evening until their serenity was disturbed by the roar of an engine and just more gang activity out on the streets. You know, these are just things in the last 4 days, some of the headlines in the news. In California,
suspected gang members driving through an opposing gang's territory got into an argument with two rivals, pulled a gun, and fired multiple rounds at the pair Tuesday night. In Oregon, Medford police have arrested a 17-year-old suspect gang member on two counts of first-degree assault stemming from a pair of stabbings at the girls' coming-of-age celebration over the weekend. Wow. You know, you're celebrating your probably quinceañera, you're 16, your, you know, coming-of-age party, and you know, people are getting stabbed and shot. And it's too bad that, you can't enjoy a celebration without some idiot coming in and destroying it and ruining, you know, the good times that you should be having. In San Jose, let's see, struggling to make sense of a vicious Halloween attack on two young trick-or-treaters, an East San Jose community came together Tuesday night searching for answers and solutions to the gang violence that racked their neighborhoods. So, you know, there's gangs are just everywhere. Every state, every city, you know, whether it's a big city, a small rural community, you know, there's gangs, there's guns, there's violence, there's drugs. And until we all come together and we try to, you know, work together and educate and really make these kids aware of what's going on and that, you know, if they continue in this path, they're not going to get anywhere, but, you know, they're going to be killed or they're going to end up spending their life in prison. And neither one are very fun when you're a young person. I wouldn't think they were fun if you're an old person either, but to have your life taken away from you at such a young age is just ridiculous. And you know, Rob knows a little bit more about being in the penitentiary and how that kind of life is. So I'm going to let him, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, how life is and going in and out of juvenile and the prison system and what you really do lose.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Lucinda. I just wanted to say tonight, Lucinda has been doing a great job like she always does. We just want to give her a big thanks and a big shout out. She gets real, you know, in her moment when slips away. But Lyle's phone was messing up tonight. He was at the skating rink. But that was kind of on us. When he had called in about a month ago when his time was really ready, you know, we had messed up on our end, you know, the show had messed up. So we want to just give Lyle a shout out for always being on time and what he do, you know. And hopefully he's having a great time at the skating rink. And then Miss Lucinda, we keeping the movement and the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show popping. And we'll get right to the questions she had asked. You know, living that jail life, it's crazy, you know what I mean? I started going in and out of jail when I was 11 years old in the youth system. And it's like, you know, you're in and out of there and you're around people that you really don't even want to be around, first of all, you know what I mean? Second of all, you know, you're in there gang banging with cats from other sets, you know? And it's really, you know, I'm comfortable finna go to sleep and have me a good night and wake up and I'm finna hit the yard and all that. No. It's a survival tactic now because you got to worry about either you're going to get stabbed or, you know what I mean, you're going to lose your life or you might not even wake up the next day. You know, you might be in a cell with a guy, you know, that got a Dear John letter from his woman, you know what I mean, or something like that. You don't know whether you're going to live or, you know what I mean, or die in them kind of places, man. So it's a place that nobody's want to be. You know, if you ain't got no penitentiary number, you don't want now. If you ain't never been to jail, you don't want to go, you know? So all these cats out here that's talking with their thugs and all that, the gun stops at the gate, bruh. So don't think you can go to penitentiary and you got no gun, you know? So your guns, they collect all that at the gate, you know? And then you in there, and then you got to show what you're made of, you dig? And a lot of cats, from my experience, you know, they come through the gate, and they always relied on their pistol. They come through the gates and be straight suckers, you know? So that's another thing I want people to be aware of. We can all get a gun and shoot somebody, but that don't mean you no thug. It don't mean you no gangster. It don't mean that you that guy, you know what I mean? Because a lot of suckers carry guns too, you know? So be aware of that, you know? It just that ain't the life nobody trying to live in the penitentiary at all, man. You know what I mean? It's a dead-end game, and it's a up-and-down game, you know? Either you're going to do what them people tell you to do in there, where they got a place for your ass called a hole, you dig? And once you get up in that hole, it's game over, lights out, you dig? They can let you out whenever they feel like it, you dig? And you being there just straight on another mission, you know? So, hey, we're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back, and we appreciate you all listening to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show to educate the youth of America.
Yeah.
That was No Mercy by Rising Sun, an upcoming reggae artist in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we'd like to thank all of you for joining tonight. And again, we just want to thank Lyle for coming on the show. And he had some difficulties with his phone, but he was at the skating rink tonight. And, you know, we just appreciate him coming on. And we'll get back with him another time to do a longer interview next time. So we just like to thank him. And I hope he's having fun doing some skating for us as well out on the rink. Please check us out on our movement website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And join us next Wednesday night at 11:30 Eastern Time, 9:30 Pacific Time, with our special guest, Skeeter Murray. He's a comedian as well as CEO and publisher of BTM Magazine in Detroit. And the Streets Don't Love You Back movement will be featured in their magazine in the December issue. So next week ought to be an awesome show. You know, we'd like for everyone to log in and listen and give us a call if you have a comment or a question for Peter Murray or Rob or myself. Rob, do you have any last-minute shout-outs?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my Mrs. Lucinda for always being a great, great person as well as a great host and well as a person that been working real heavy with the movement. She's also the president of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And I just wanted to give her a big shout-out because, you know, she's a major force behind our movement and a major force behind the book, the Streets Don't Love You Back book, concerning my life coming up in the streets of Detroit. So just want to give her a big shout-out for being always on point and always about her business. So just want to get that shout-out, you know. It's a very deserving shout-out. So behind that, I just want to give God the glory for always blessing my life and bringing me a mighty long ways and blessing me to live to tell my story. So definitely want to give a father a big shout-out as well and to all the fans out there. You know, stay prayed up. God bless. Next time.
And we're your hosts, Lucinda Fieros and Rob Boyd. We'd like to wish you a good night, and always remember, the streets don't love you back.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Won't let me forget that I done let down the rest of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't heard come to fear. And with my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. As I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Set these two up with a train to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I'd never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama's grave, rain poured down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and prayed I'd have a reason to smile. Was a youngin' looking hard, running around any street, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lost a weight, realized I didn't know shit, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and rave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law for luck, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, put my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world, I got to be. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I lose the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Don't be jealous of others. Do for your damn self.